弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们已经跨入到2020年。
Now we have entered 2020.
我想很多的人觉得2000年的时候好像还在不久以前的事。
I'm sure quite a few of you feel like 2019 was just yesterday.
那个时候很多的人都在想，我们用的那个计算机是1999年，它怎么能够转到2000年，会不会出问题呢？
Actually, he went back to 2000, the year 2000. The memory was still fresh to us. At that time, we were thinking quite a few of us were worried about computers, thinking that the computers might have glitched, like the number. How do you change 19 to 20?
时间过得非常快，我们已经进入到2020年。
Time flies, now we are in 2020.
我们多等待耶稣基督早日的降临。
We cannot wait for the second coming of Jesus.
我们这里的教会，我们有一个祷告。
We have prayer for our church.
愿我们的教会是一个合神心意的教会。
May our church live in a way that's pleasing to God.
一个合神心意的教会是一个祷告的教会。
A church pleasing to God is a church of prayer.
所以我们很感谢主，就在差不多12天以前，有超过30位弟兄姐妹来参加跨年度的祷告。
Thanks be to the Lord. 12 days ago, more than 30 brothers and sisters came to join the prayer for the church.
在这个祷告上面，大家有一个的心愿，就是愿主在这个教会里边作王掌权。
Our common wish is to have the Lord to be the Lord of this church.
让我们更加渴慕上帝的话。
And to help us be more desiring for the words of God.
顺服圣灵的带领。
Be more obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
让我们就从祷告开始。
And start with prayer.
今天呢，我们要来看哥罗西书。
And today we are going to look at Colossians.
看哥罗西书第一章第一章第九到第十四节。
The first chapter, verse 9 to 14.
那这个几节的经文呢，在原来呢是一句的话。
Those several verses actually were just one verse in the previous script.
因为那个一句话呢，是保罗的一个祷告。
That was a prayer from Paul.
因为保罗，你知道，他当时是关在监狱里边。
Paul was in jail that time.
他关在监狱里的人，他最想祷告的是什么？是他自己吗
？As an inmate in a jail, what's the earnest prayer? Would that be for himself?
他祷告的却是他所关心的教会的弟兄姐妹。
Actually, no. What he was praying for was for the brothers and sisters in his church.
他祷告的是这些弟兄姐妹能够得到属灵上的祝福。
He prayed for them to receive a blessing, a spiritual blessing.
很快我们就要过中国新年了。
And soon will be a Chinese New Year.
我们中国新年的时候，我们常常看到大家会把一个很大的福字挂在门上，或者挂在家里什么地方。
And during Chinese New Year time, we always post a character, meaning blessing, on the walls.
人所要追求的，这是眼睛看得见的福气。
What men desire are blessings that are visible.
但是保罗在这边的祷告教导我们，要让我们要追求的是属灵上的福气。
And Paul here told us to pursue spiritual blessings.
我们也知道。在保罗当时写这本书信的时候，他是从哥罗西书的牧者以把弗那里知道哥罗西教会里边有一些的问题。
As we know, when Paul was writing this book, he heard some problems from a church member Epaphras.
那些哥罗西的书信弟兄姐妹，他们听了福音以后，他们也在福音的正道上成长。
And the brothers and sisters in Colossian Church have been growing in the faith.
但是在这个同时呢，在教会的内部呢，有一些人就是圣经里边讲他们是挪斯底主义的人。
But inside the church, there was another different group of people.
他们所教导的是说，除了耶稣基督福音以外呢，你还要知道一些奥秘的事情。
And they were saying that besides the gospel, the church members need to know more, something like mystical stuff.
所以这也是就是说教会常常会面临的问题。
This is often a common problem churches face.
撒旦是非常狡猾的。
Satan is very crafty.
他也会用一些属灵上的术语，但是他从来就不按照基督教的字典，就是这个字在我们的信仰里边是怎么界定的。
Actually, he often uses spiritual terms to confuse people and make the meaning divert from its original sense.
所以保罗就有这样的一个祷告。
That's why Paul was praying for that.
我也相信今天我们在这个后现代的社会里边。
I believe in today's postmodern world.
我们也常常会听到一些似是而非的东西。
We often hear things that are plausible.
我们怎么来分辨？
How can we distinguish?
那我们就要更加专注于上帝的话。
So we need to focus on the word of God.
更愿意顺服主的带领。
Be more obedient to his guidance.
这样我们的教会才能够走在合神心意的这条路上。
Only by doing this, we can walk on the way that's pleasing to the Lord.
所以今天我们在这边一起来思想保罗这段祷告的时候，我们要从两个方面来思想这一段的经文。
Today we are going to look at these words from two perspectives.
首先，我们要来想要来看一下保罗是以怎么样的一个态度来祷告的。
First of all, we are going to see with what attitude Paul was praying.
我们常常说，你做一件事是什么一个态度，就会引到什么样一个结果。
We often see the attitude with which you're doing things leads to a certain result.
第二点呢，我们要来看看保罗是在为哥罗西的弟兄姐妹们在祷告些什么。
Second, we're going to look what Paul was praying for the Colossian brothers and sisters.
我相信保罗祷告的态度和保罗祷告的内容，对我们今天怎么样在神的面前祷告是有很深刻的指导意义。
I'm sure the attitude with which Paul was praying and the content of his prayer will guide us today.
让我们再有一点的祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们知道我们今天打开你话语的时候，你要向我们的心说话。
We know that as we open your word, you're going to speak to our heart.
孩子在站在这个讲台上也是战惊恐惧。
As I'm standing on this platform, I'm full of tremble and fear.
因为保罗所做的祷告，实在也是对我的指证。
For Paul's prayer is very convicting.
所以在这样的光景下面，孩子在这边真是倒空自己，愿让主你自己来让孩子，这是成为一个流通的管道。把神的话说出来。
In light of what Paul prayed, I would like to empty myself to make myself be a channel for you, for your word to flow through.
让我们所有在座的，无论是听的还是讲的，都同蒙一处，同得造就。
May everyone here, whether we're a listener or speaker, we could be both.Built up by your word and benefit from the same source.
我们这样一起的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
阿们。好，我们来进入到经文里边，请大家打开经文。如果你有手机或者你有经文你有圣经的话，我是还是比较 prefer 弟兄姐妹们能够带圣经来听到。因为这样的话呢，你听到有些地方呢，你可以划划线，可以记下一点要点。因为你这个 iPad 拿出来的时候，这能看，你很难同时马上就把一个 notes 什么东西写上去啊。好，我们来看第九节是这么说的：因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。愿你们在一切所灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。 在这里的时候，首先我们来看这个因此。当我们读经的时候，我们也是应该这样，你看到这些因此，这是一个很转折的一个词。那么因此的时候，它是讲到什么？一定是讲说因为什么的一个原因，所以他在引到了他下面要讲述的一段的话。
Now let's pay attention to the word therefore. It's a transitional word leading to something he's going to lead us to pay attention to.
让在这一段话，他因此是讲到的是哪一句话呢？他因此实际上是讲的是对着第六节，第一章第六节来讲的。
So, verse number nine was echoing number six.
他在第六节经文里面，他说这个福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
Verse 6 said that the gospel has come to you in the same way the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace.
在这里的时候，保罗说，你们已经知道了神恩惠的福音。
Paul here mentioned that you have already known the grace for gospel.
而且结果增长。
And has borne fruit and growed.
啊，以巴弗弟兄呢，是这位教这个教会的一个牧者。
Brother Epaphras was a pastor for this church.
他告诉保罗说，有一些错误的教导进入到这个教会里边去了。
He told Paul that there was some wrong teaching that came to the church.
保罗一听见他讲这个话的时候，你看他就开始有祷告。
Upon hearing so, Paul started praying.
他说啊，我自从听见你听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。
He said, since the day I heard about this, I have been praying for you, incessantly.
在这里的时候，我们就可以看到保罗的祷告是有一个态度的。
You can see the attitude with which Paul was praying.
保罗祷告，第一个他是听到了就立刻就祷告。
Upon hearing the news, he immediately prayed.
因为很多的时候，我们遇到了一件事，或者听到了一件事的时候，常常人里边一个直觉的反应，就是说我要去怎么处理这件事，或者说我要怎么面对这件事。
Sometimes when we encounter something, our instinct tell us to just face it or think about solutions on our own.
而一个成熟的基督徒，他遇到一件事的时候，他就首先向神祷告。
But for a mature Christian, whenever they face any challenge, the immediate action is to pray to God.
当我们遇见一件事的时候，我们看起来好像我们面对的是一件事，实际上我们要看到这件事背后神要让我们学习什么，神要让我们警惕什么。
When we encounter something superficially, we're dealing with some matter, but actually there's some meaning behind it. God must want us to learn something from this.
还是说我们依靠我们自己的能力去解决这些事，还是要依靠耶和华的灵来解决这件事。
Do we choose to rely on our own strength to solve the problem or to rely on the Spirit of God?
所以这是一个我们基督徒不断成长的一个明显的标志。
So this is the mark that shows the Christians are growing or not.
所以你看保罗在这里听到了以弗哥罗西教会的这样一个状况以后，他马上就祷告。
So here, Paul, upon hearing what happened in the Church of Colossians, he immediately went to prayer.
我知道我以前遇到过一些比较诚实的基督徒，他们带我们去传福音。
I know some mature Christians took us to share the gospel.
他要我们两个两个出去。
He asked to go in pairs.
开始的时候，他去跟别人谈福音，让我在旁边学习。他就告诉我说，你要祷告。
When he went out to share the gospel, he asked me to pray for him.
然后他让我也跟他一起学着去传福音，他在旁边。
And when I went out to share the gospel, he would step aside to pray for me.
后来我就是问我说，你在我旁边，你是听我这么跟他讲的，还是你在做什么？
And later I asked him, when you were on my side, were you just watching what I was doing or what are you doing?
他说我在为你祷告，也为你向你要去传福音的那位的福音朋友祷告。
And he said he was praying for me and also pray for the one whom I share gospel with.
所以在这里的时候，保罗听到了哥罗西教会的状况以后，他的一个直接的反应是什么？我现在就要给他们祷告。
He paused instinctive action, reaction was to pray for the church Colossians upon hearing the matter.
这是保罗面对问题的祷告的一个态度。
So that's with that attitude Paul prayed.
第二个，你可以看到我们刚才读的经文，他是不住的祷告。
And another thing you can see from the scripture, Paul never ceased to pray.
我们人常常会觉得我祷告一下，如果这个事成了我很高兴，如果不成了有的时候就会很灰心。
What we often do is that we would pray for something. If it's accomplished, we are happy. But if it's not, we are very disappointed.
但是保罗在这里说，他是要让我们不住的祷告。
But Paul taught us here, do not cease to pray.
我以前曾经遇到过一些的弟兄姐妹，
I have encountered some brothers and sisters.
他们告诉我们说，他们为了他们家人的祷告，花上了很长很长时间的代价。
They said they would pray for a long time for their family members.
有一个的老姊妹告诉我，她为了她妈妈的得救，她祷告了30年。
Older sister told me that for her mom's salvation, she has prayed for 30 years.
我想在座我们有没有为了一个人的得救祷告了30年，他最后才得救的？
I wonder any of us have prayed for 30 years before someone got saved.
所以我们要不断的祷告。
Therefore, we should never cease to pray.
耶稣曾经讲过一个故事。
Jesus once shared a parable.
他讲到过有一个做官的，因着一个妇女向他不住的祈求要他伸冤，最后他不耐烦了。
So a judge got impatient due to a woman's incessant request.
他说好不好吧，我就为你伸冤吧。
He said, "Okay, I'll get the dust down for you."
所以你就可以看到，主是告诉我们说，我们要不断的继续的祷告。
So God was telling us through that story that we should never cease to pray.
在教会的历史上，有一个非常杰出的一个神学家也好，或者是一个很重要的人物也好，叫做奥古斯丁。
In church history, there was one famous theologian named Augustine.
所以我们今天的神人两性啊，就是说三位一体啊等等，都是他那个时候就把各个教父所看见的，在使徒和先知根基上建立起来的东西，他把它总结了起来。
So he was the one who summarized all this terminology like Trinity and duality of deity of God.
可是如果你去看他历史的时候，他年轻的时候是一个非常放荡的人。
But when he looked back his life, he actually lived quite a debauched life when he was young.
可是他的妈妈是一个非常敬虔的基督徒。
But his mom was very devout Christian.
为他一直一直祷告。
She had been praying for him all the time.
一直到有一天。
Until one day.
他这个就是奥古斯丁，他在一个花园里边，他听见他周围的孩子在说，让他要拿起来看，拿起来看。
One day in a garden, Augustine heard some kids shout, ask him to pick up something to look.
那个时候他才想起了他以前读过的圣经。
And then he remembered the Bible he used to read.
他想起了什么？想起了哥罗马书里边的一段话。
He remembered some verses from the book of Romans.
那罗马书里边那段话就特别的指出他的黑暗和他的有罪。
The book of Romans point out his sins.
那个时候他才真正的认识他自己。悔改重生得救。
he finally realized his issues and repented and got saved.
大概就差不多大概十几年以前。
Almost a decade ago.
有一位的基督徒的夫妇。
A Christian couple.
他们两个人也一起为他的儿子祷告。
They were both praying together for their son.
这个儿子是一个很非常聪明的孩子。
The son was very smart.
他聪明到一个程度，他可以组织一群人，他成为一个贩卖毒品的一个组织的一个头目。
So smart as to the point that he could become the ringleader for a crime organizer.
在这样的情况下面，他的爸爸妈妈跟他讲什么话，他都听不进去的。
If in this situation he wouldn't listen to any suggestion given by his parents.
但是他的妈妈跟神有一个祷告，而且不断的祷告。
But his mom didn't give up. He kept on praying to God.
他妈妈祷告什么？他妈妈祷告说：“主啊，不管你有什么办法，你让我的孩子离开这个环境。”
Mom prayed, "No matter what God, no matter what you use, please take my kid out of this situation."
那个孩子不光是贩毒，那个孩子也成了同性恋。
Their child not only was a drug dealer, but also was a homosexual.
那你说怎么把他带出来呢？
How can you take him out of that situation?
因为他认为他很聪明，他不会露任何的马脚，他可以做那些的事情。
And the son thought he himself was so smart that he would cover up any problems.
直到有一天 ，FBI 找到了他，两个大狗到他的房间里边去。
Until one day, FBI found him, and two dogs came to his room.
他就被带到了监狱。
He was taken to the prison.
这个时候，他才想起来要打电话给他的爸爸妈妈了。
And that moment, he remembered to call his parents.
因为他已经陷入到完全的绝境。
Because he was desperate.
他的妈妈为他祷告了很久很久。他当他进入到这个监狱以后，他才彻底的脱离了他周围的一帮。
And his mom has been praying for him for a long time. Until the day he was jailed, he finally got out of that situation.
以前他妈妈叫他读圣经，给他圣经，他看都不看，把圣经扔掉。
Before his mom asked him to read Bible without even taking a look, he would throw the Bible away.
但是这一次他进了监狱以后，给他圣经的时候，他好好拿起来看。
After being jailed, he picked up the Bible to read.
他刑满释放以前，他就在监狱里边向穆迪神学院提出入学申请。
Before he was released from the jail, he applied for Moody Seminary.
你申请的时候，人家要让你填一个你的履历，是不是？
Before you could be admitted to any school, school asks you to fill out an application and introduce your life.
你说他怎么写？他贩毒，他同性恋，他被抓起来了。
What did he put on his resume? Would he talk about his drug dealing business and he being a homosexual?
然后呢，他是确实如实写了。穆迪圣经学院经过讨论。
But he did tell the truth, and the Bible, Moody Bible School accepted him with exception.
他从监狱出来以后，就直接上了 Moody 圣经学校学院。
So he went to the Moody Bible School after being released.
我们曾经听过他们父母和他本人在台上的见证。
We heard his testimony, and also his parents' testimony.
他的妈妈那句话一直在我的心中响
And his mom's words keep on ringing in my heart.
他的妈妈一直说，主啊，不管你用什么办法，你要救我的孩子。
His mom said, whatever ways you use, God, please save my child.
我相信他的妈妈是流了不少的眼泪。
I'm sure his mom has shed many tears.
他每天的祷告，他都记在一个小纸条上面。
She would write down her daily prayer on a small notebook.
那次她让我们看她的祷告，已经这么厚的祷告，在她的儿子，真的是神听了她的祷告，把她的儿子从那里边救出来。
And one day she showed me how many notes she has written, and finally got her son out of the prison.
所以在我们中间，我们也有很多的人每天会遇到很多的事情。
I'm sure many of us encounter many situations and pleasant situations in daily life.
有的时候我们遇到的一些事情，我们确实觉得无助。
And many times we feel helpless.
特别是在今天这个社会里边，信息这么发达。而且网络这么发达
Especially today in modern society with the development technology and also information system.
所以你像我们这样年龄比较大一点的人，我们对计算机不是很熟悉
Like people who are older, we are not very familiar with computers.
所以你像我跟蔡长老，我们都不太很熟悉这种计算机的事情。
So both me and our elder and brother Chai are not very familiar with computer.
所以这有一个好处是说，我们不太会花太多的时间在这个计算机的这个网络上面。
One good thing about this is that we won't spend too much time on those computer stuff.
但是对我们的年轻人来讲，他们是非常的被网上这些事情所吸引。
But the young people are many times very addicted.
有的人玩。这个游戏都玩得要疯了。
They would spend so much time playing on the play games and that to they got to a crazy state.
他们进入到一个虚拟的世界里边，就把它作为一个现实的世界来对待。
And they would got into this in a realistic world.And that they forget the reality.
那我们做家长怎么办？
What shall we do as parents?
我们家长能做的就是为他们祷告。
The only thing we can do is to pray for them.
为他们祷告。
And pray for them.
把他们从那个里边救拔出来的，不是靠着我们父母的能力，乃是靠着上帝的能力。
We can only rely on God's ability to take them out.
所以在这里保罗是很清楚，他要让这些哥罗西的弟兄姐妹们要能够认识加深啊，对福音持守坚定的话，必须是靠着不断的祷告，持续的祷告。
So, Paul knows so well here that to enable the Christian brothers and sisters to get out of that situation, the only way is to pray for them to resort to the ability from God.
那我们常常的一个问题是，我们很容易比较快的我们就放弃了。
But our problem is that we often give up too easily.
所以我们在世上做事的时候，你都知道，一个人要把一件事做好，一定是要不断不断的做，你咬住一个目标，直到你实现这个目标。
When we deal with things, usually we know that we have to persist until we fulfill the goal.
但是你要想到说，我们弟兄姐妹，我们所面对的这些事的时候，背后有属灵征战的时候，我们更是要不断的持续的祷告。
In warfare, you're fighting with spiritual forces that require us to pray more.
无论是我们教会的聚会，无论是我们小组的查经，无论是我们个人灵命的成长，都要不断的祷告，持续的祷告。
We really need to persist to pray, whether it's about our personal growth in the world or our Bible study or our church growth.
那保罗在这里，他不但祷告，持续祷告，他为那些哥罗西的弟兄姐妹祷告些什么呢？
So what were Paul praying for the Colossian brothers and sisters?
那就是我们今天要来看保罗祷告的具体的内容是什么。
Let's look at the detailed content.
保罗祷告的第一点，就要让那些的弟兄姐妹们满心知道神的旨意。
The first point, Paul was praying for the Colossian brothers and sisters to fully know the will of God.
在这里 第九节里边这么说，愿你们在一切所灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So it says here, may you be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
他这里的时候，我想我们先要看一下前面啊，他满心知道神的旨意。他，我刚才说了，我说这些啊异端的这些人，他们也在讲，也在用一些属灵啊属灵上的术语，比如讲智慧、悟性，比如讲知道这些词汇。在他们当时是常常用，今天你去看也有很多人会用这些的词汇。
There are many calls use the same terminology like knowledge, understanding, and they use similar words as Christians.
但是你在这里你请我们要注意到，他说这个所灵的、这个智慧悟性以前呢，保罗给了一个词叫做所灵的。
But you have to pay special attention here. Paul asks a word spiritual, is spiritual freedom and wisdom.
保罗用这个词就把真的智慧和假的智慧区别开来。
With this word spiritual, Paul distinguished the true wisdom and false wisdom.
在这里的智慧和悟性是有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between wisdom and understanding?
智慧的话是讲原则。
Wisdom refers to principle.
那悟性呢，是讲你有了这个原则怎么运用到你的日常生活中间去。
And standing means how to apply the principle to daily life.
在这里的时候保罗是讲你这个智慧什么，认识耶和华，你知道了福音，这个真理是个智慧。
So Paul was saying that knowing the Lord and knowing the gospel, that's the wisdom.
你光知道这些知识，如果你行不行的话，这些知识这会使人自高自大。
But if you don't practice this knowledge, just know the knowledge, that will make one conceited.
因此，保罗在这里很清楚地说，我们得到了所领的知识，为的是我们能够在我们的平时的生活中间能够行出来。
So here Paul specifically told us that to know this knowledge is not enough. To know the knowledge is to help us to live it out in daily life.
我记得前不久在我们这边有一位的姊妹做过一个见证。
Not long ago, I remember a sister shared her testimony.
她知道说她是一个姊妹，她这一段的时间就是在家里边要带好她的孩子。
She said she learned that since God made him a female and a woman's duty at this period of life is to take care of her younger ones and help her husband.
但是她是一个从大陆来的一个姊妹。
But she came from China.
在大陆的时候，姊妹什么？姊妹要有自己的事业。
In China, we were taught.To have our own career as a woman.
所以一旦来到这边，每天回着孩子回着灶头转的时候，他就会觉得失去了他的这个身份。
So after coming here, her living life was centered around children and a husband. She felt like she lost her own identity.
但是他学了神的话，他知道说，我们做姊妹的是帮助我的先生。
After learning the word of God, which told us that a woman's purpose or the responsibility of a woman is to help our husband take care of the children.
他那天这么讲了以后，很多的弟兄姐妹告诉我说，他的见证非常的实际，就把上帝的话运用到他的生活中间去。
And after her testimony, many brothers and sisters told me that her testimony was very practical. She learned the word of God and she applied it to the daily life.
对夫妇的关系来讲，神说先生什么要爱太太，无条件的爱太太，太太什么要无条件的要顺服。
And for the relationship between husband and wife, the Bible told us that.Husbands need to love their wives, and wives need to respect their husband.
对这样一个属灵上的智慧， 他怎么来应用呢？他就应用到他自己今天的生活中间去。
How to apply this wisdom, and she did to her daily life.
所以这就是我们怎么样把我们听到的真理运用到我们的生活中间去。
She set a very good example as to how to use our knowledge in daily life.
我相信在我们中间也有很多这样类似的见证。
I'm sure there are similar testimonies among us.
所以我们以后不仅仅是要听到初信弟兄姐妹他们怎么蒙恩的见证。
So in the future, not only do we listen to how our brothers and sisters got saved,
而且我们要常常的能够听到我们的弟兄姐妹在怎么在耶稣基督里边成长成熟的见证。
But we also need to learn how they mature in Jesus.
因为一个在基督里时间长的弟兄姐妹，我们对神的话语有更加熟悉的机会。
Because as we mature in the Lord, we are more familiar with the Word of God.
所以我们不能是光把知识装在脑子里边。
So we cannot just store up knowledge in our brain.
而是能够把所学到的运用到实际的生活中间。
We need to learn how to apply this knowledge into daily life.
这是我们今后要一起努力的。
That's something we need to strive towards.
在这里特别强调是说要知道满心知道神的旨意。
Here mentioned be filled with the knowledge of the will of God.
那什么是神的旨意呢
？So what's the will of God?
弟兄姐妹也常常在问什么叫神的旨意。
Many brothers and sisters ask me this question.
我们教会有一个小组，他们正在学习新生活。
A Bible study group in our church are learning a new life.
很多的弟兄姐妹们学过新生命。
Many of you have learned about it, this book.
你有了新生命以后，你要知道你该怎么新生活。
With a new life, you just learn from the Lord, you need to know how to live out this life.
在那本的教材里边有一段的话，我想念给大家听。
I'm going to share with you one paragraph from that textbook.
那个题目就叫做什么是神的旨意。
The title is What's the Will of God?
它是简单的说，神的旨意就是神对每一个信徒一生的心意或者计划。
Simply put, the will of God is the will of God towards anybody.His plan for a person.
这个旨意是最适合我们的个性恩赐需要。
That plan is tailored to each person's talent, need.
也适合我们的品行和我们所处的周围的环境。
And also tailored towards his character and his environment.
当我们行在他给我们的计划中间的时候，
When we walked in his will,
按照他的心意生活,
if we go according to his will,
那我们就遵循了他的旨意,
then we are obeying his will.
因此神的旨意并不是高深莫测的理论。
So the will of God is not simply unfathomable, some theoretical stuff,
而是与我们息息相关的具体的存在。
But it's some reality very closely related to our daily life.
我记得我刚信主不久，有机会去听一些的讲道或者受一些训练的时候，那个时候很多的弟兄姐妹就会问一个问题，说神的旨意到底是什么？
Right after I became Christian, I went through some training and some teaching, and many brothers and sisters wonder the question.
好像很多不同的牧者有很多不同的注解。
And different pastors give different.Explanation.
但是我觉得在这里的时候讲得很清楚，神的旨意最基本的有哪些呢？
Here is spelled out very clearly about the will of God. What does it consist of?
在马太福音在马可福音十二章三十节里边特别讲到要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱神。
In Matthew 12:30, it mentioned that one should love God with full might, full heart, and full mind.
这是神的旨意。
That's the will of God.
那你就看，那我平时的生活里边，我的一举一动，我所生活的目标，是不是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱神？
So we need to examine ourselves to see if our daily life reflects that goal.
第二个，也是最基本神的旨意什么呢？就在马太福音22:39里边说的，要爱人如己。
Another basic one, the will of God, is reflected in Matthew 22:39, which says to love others as yourself.
人都是很喜欢跟自己一样的人。
Everybody likes to hang out with people similar.
核心里边还是爱自己比爱别人多一些。
That says that you love yourself much better than other people.
但是神的旨意是要让我们爱别人就像爱你自己一样。
But the will of God is for us to love others the same as ourselves.
很多的时候我们可以爱跟我差不多的人，但是我很爱很难爱跟我不一样的人，或者跟你有反对的人。
Many times it's easy for us to love people who are similar to us, but it's hard to love those who are different, even our opponents.
这就是你知道了神的旨意是要爱人如己的时候，那么我们怎么样在每天的生活中间遇到了这件事的时候，我想一想，我是不是像这里所说的一样，我是爱别人胜过了爱别人胜过了爱我自己。
So now we know the will of God is to love others as ourselves in our daily life. How do we practice it?
神的旨意也体现在律法的教训的中间。
And also, the will of God is reflected in the law.
在罗马书2:18里边有这样的教训。
In Romans 2:18, we had this teaching.
所以律法对我们一个基督徒来讲，不是说这些律法是不好的。
So for us Christians, it doesn't mean that law is not good.
而是说在犹太人的律法中间，那些繁琐的条文对我们今天基督徒是没有约束。
It just seems that those detailed regulations in the Jewish law is not very helpful to our daily living.
但是主耶稣说，他来要使这个律法得以完全，指的是什么？指的是十诫，指的是神心意里边要让我们成为一个完全人的时候，神是如何定下一个完全的人要走的路。
But Jesus said that he came to make the laws, the regulations perfect. He was talking about the Ten Commandments, how he is going to make us become perfect like him.
另外一个神的基本的旨意，神的旨意是什么呢？就是要我们成为圣洁。
Another basic principle of his will is to help us become holy.
如果你去读利未记的时候，它里边特别的强调神要圣洁。
If you read carefully the book of Levi, it emphasizes that man needs to be holy.
他每一件的事，每一个的物件，他都要求这么样的洁净，然后才能够使用。
Each article of the temple needs to be cleansed in a certain way before it can be used.
当我们成为基督徒以后，我们不是结束了我们今天在路上的行程。
After becoming Christian, it's not like we ended our journey to walk with God.
那我们成要如何跟随主呢？
How do we walk with God?
我们就要渴慕神的话。
We need to have a desire for His word.
我们就要顺服圣灵的带领。
We need to be obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
神说他是圣洁的，所以他也给我们这些做他儿女的说，我们也要圣洁。
Because God is holy, so His children need to be holy as well.
所以我们很多的时候就是一件小事，你也要想一想，我做这件事是不是讨神的喜悦。
So sometimes even if it's just a small thing, you need to think if this will be pleasing to God.
我做这件事是不是一个圣洁的举动。
If it is a holy act.
如果我们常常这么思想，常常在神的话语里边能够这样来使我们归正的话，那我们这个人信主以后，那个成圣的道路就会越走越坚定。
So if we constantly examine ourselves and correct ourselves, then we will mature faster in our journey of sanctification.
所以我们常常讲，我们一个基督徒，我们信主以后，我们是三不缺。
So there are three parts in our maturity.
我们信主的时候，我们没有任何的功劳，这完全是上帝的恩典。
When we as for salvation, it's completely the grace of God. We have no credit.
我们被称为义了。
We were credited as righteous.
所以我们在信主的那一刻，一定要清楚，不是我们做了什么好事，所以上帝来拣选我们。
When we received, we need to realize it's not due to our own accomplishment that we were saved.
所以在我们被称义这件事上面，这个过程中间是上帝唯独上帝做的工作，他让耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Our salvation is an act of Jesus. God sacrificed His Son, Jesus Christ, for us so that we could be saved.
所以你就看圣经里边，保罗常常讲要做成得救的功夫。
So, in Bible, Paul often said to do the work of salvation.
那个里边就很清楚地告诉我们说，我们这个得救的功夫什么，是上帝定了旨意，我们什么，要遵照这个旨意去实行。
So that Paul told us, our salvation is predestined by God.
所以我们不是被动的在那边就能够成为圣洁。
And also, God destined us to accomplish certain things.
当我们自己知道这个不圣洁的时候，我们怎么才能成为圣洁呢？这是要跟神同工的。
We cannot just be passive in accomplishing holiness. We need to walk with God.
要不断的悔改认罪，不断的。把罪带到十字架的面前。
We need to constantly repent, confess our sins, and bring our sins in front of the cross.
因此，在我们基督徒一生的道路上面，我们什么要背起十字架来跟随主。
So through our life journey, we need to carry our cross to walk with God.
所以，神的基本的旨意在我们这个一生的。成为圣洁的过程的中间，神他的旨意是什么？要我们常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
So the basic principle, as we get sanctified on the journey of walking with God, is to be joyful and never stop praying.
当我们一会儿再看下去，保罗所说的为。哥罗西的弟兄姐妹祷告里边，我们就会看到他是要让我们成为这样一个喜乐的人，祷告的人，谢恩的人。
So in the prayer Paul had for Colossians, we can see that Paul wants us to become a joyful person with constant prayer and also be grateful.
所以我们讲救恩有三部曲，我们被称为义了，我们成圣跟随主，最后一步什么？主要给我们一个最荣耀的身体。
As I mentioned before, there are three steps in the spiritual journey: salvation, sanctification, and glorification.
那是一个不再会朽坏的身体。
And during the glorification period, God will give us a new body, never decay again.
所以你就可以看到，那个给我们这个身体的时候，是我们能够把这个身体做出来吗？
You think that body, that body that never decayed, is something we can achieve?
我们这个身体在这个地上已经朽坏了、埋了或者火葬了。
And this body one day will decay and got buried and cremated.
但是主说他要给我们一个复活的身体。
But the Lord said He's going to give us a resurrected body.
所以你就可以看到整个救赎对我们每个个人来讲，救赎的这个三部曲里边，第一步被称为义，最后一步给我们一个圣洁的身体的时候，都是上帝做的。
So we can see through the three steps of a Christian's journey, the first one, salvation, and the last one, glorification, are all grace of God.
而中间的那一段是我们与主同行的日子。
But the middle part, the sanctification, is the journey we need to walk together with God.
所以我们不是被动的在那里跟随主，而是主说我们该有我们当尽的本分。
So it's not passive in this whole journey. We need to do our part.
所以从他旨意里边就是让我们爱神爱人。
So God's will is for us to love God and love people.
遵守律法的教训成为圣洁。
Obey the regulations and laws and become holy.
常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
Always be joyful and always pray and always be grateful.
所以在 这一段的经文里边讲到的时候，他就要满心知道神的旨意。
Here it says, be filled with the knowledge of the will of God.
在这里的知道和第十节里边也有一个知道。
Here talk about knowledge, also verse 10 mentioned the same word.
这里的知道是讲说我们知道上帝旨意的范围在哪里。
And here I talk about we know the scope of his will.
就是我们刚才讲的神的基本的旨意是什么，是什么
the basic content of his will.
然后到了第十节的时候，这里也讲一个知道，就是讲我们知道了上帝这些基本的旨意以后，我们当怎么行，我们行出来的果效是什么。
Number 10, verse 10 talk about how to apply these principles into real life.
我们行出来的果效里边，我们要行事为人多蒙主喜悦。
Whatever we do, we need to be pleasing to God.
在艰难困苦的情况下面，我们要忍耐宽容。
In adversity, we need to be patient and forgiving.
我们要感谢主，他把我们从黑暗的权势下迁到了爱子的国度。
We need to thank God for transferring us from the domain of darkness into the light of kingdom light.
这些的话呢，我们就放在下个礼拜，我们继续来看保罗祷告里边，让我们知道神的旨意以后，我们怎么样在知道神的心意的以后。如何在每天的生活中间行出来。
Next time we are going to continue with the topic how to apply the will of God into our daily life.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，当我们一起来到你面前的时候，你的话就成了我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
As we come to your presence, your word has become the lamp to our feet and the light for our path.
你的旨意是清清楚楚记在圣经的里边。
Your will is clearly recorded in the Bible.
主啊，我们求你更让我们每一个人更加渴慕你的话。
Lord, help us have a desire for your word.
我们不仅是渴慕你的话，乃是听了你的话就行出来。
Not only so, help us to practice it and put it into practice.
让我们每一个人多行每件事多愿意讨神的喜悦。
Help us to do each thing for the purpose of pleasing you.
让这个教会成为一个合神心意的教会。
May the church become one that's pleasing to your will, to your heart.
我们这样一起的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.